Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ross Wilson joins us from the Texas Cattle Feeders Association in just a moment.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
We're beginning our coverage today from Denver, Colorado, in the 2014 Summer Cattle Industry Conference, and catching up with Ross Wilson of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. We asked Ross to talk with us for a few moments and give us an update about the state of the feedlot business in the Southern Plains.
Yes, sir. And we are so thankful and have been blessed these last several months to have gotten back into black ink. Up until Q4 of last year, there were a number of months where most of those were red and some of them were very red. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the rains that we've gotten, as I know everybody in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico has been. We hope they continue. We're also incredibly blessed that our demand has held up because, as you know, we've got record beef prices, record feeder cattle, or fed steer, feeder cattle, and cow-calf calf prices. Heifers, bred heifers, all at record levels. And at some point in time, you scratch your head as to what the consumer's response might be. But both domestically and internationally, we've been very fortunate that the demand has maintained at a very strong level.
Give me kind of an update on how you're doing in maintaining membership and, you know, feedlots viability in the face of these tight cattle supplies. Latest cattle on feed report shows another, 2% down from a year ago, for example.
Oh, it's just, I'll be honest with you, it's been difficult. We've seen a few feed yards close. We've seen some yards change hands, be purchased by other feeders that had one or two yards.
And Ross Wilson says more than ever before, feedlots are owning most of the cattle that they're feeding.
The vast majority of the cattle in the feed yards these days are owned by the company, the feed yard. Whereas, you know, this industry started as a custom cattle feeding industry for customers. That still exists, but not nearly to the degree that it did 10 to 15 years ago. Just the amount of capital to operate these feed yards is mind-boggling. We're talking of hundreds of millions of dollars of lines of credit to purchase the cattle and purchase the feedstuffs to go into the rations. But, Ron, let's face it, at today's price levels, you can't expect a lot of people to retain ownership when they can sell those calves or those feeder, those stocker animals for what they can sell them for and not have that additional risk and market fluctuation that comes as they put those cattle on feed for another 6 months. So the market will change at some point. We will see a rebuilding of the herd. The good news is heifers are being retained. Now with rain, both in the southwestern United States and other parts of the country, heifers are being retained, and we are beginning to rebuild the cow herd. The bad news is heifers are being retained. So it's decreased the supply of feeder cattle. It has to happen. We've got to rebuild that cow herd. Without a cow-calf industry, without a cow herd, we don't have the rest of the beef industry in this country, and we recognize that.
President and Chief Executive Officer of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Reporting from the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, I'm Ron Hayes.